Welcome back to JR Morning. It is Thursday. It is time for Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve Craig from Craig Counseling Services. And we have a scenario that's a fun one today. We need some fun.
We ready for fun?
I'm ready
Let's
for
do
fun.
It.
All right. Well, maybe we hopefully we sold that one right. All right.
You better deliver fun.
Dr. Steve, my wife and I are newly married and are now a blended family. We each have a 10 and 12-year-old child, and now all four of them live with us. Both of our previous spouses were very strict, overbearing parents, but we are different. We believe in positive reinforcement and teaching people to stand on their own without having to have a parent involved with everything. So we've created a system of positive reward where if our children solve a conflict on their own and they work it out without having a parent do it for them, they get a dollar or maybe $5 if it's a big fight. This way, they will work out problems themselves and learn good conflict resolution skills without overbearing parents controlling everything. But our question is there an appropriate amount of reward, you know, the $1 or $5, I guess, or should it be something other than money? And how long until they've mastered it so we can pull back on the program? So they're really asking, that's the program.
How long we got to pay them off?
How long we got to pay them off, and how much should we pay them off?
This one's hard.
It is. Because, you know, money is always a great reward. And once they get into adulthood, you know, they'll be getting paid and based on how they, you know, are able to work out problems and deal with problems. But they're 10 and 12. You know, I think 5 is good. And I think you do it until they get maybe 16 or 17, and you pull back.
Okay. My initial reaction here is that it's like a dangerous precedent to give them money for doing something they should know how to do. And there could be other kinds of rewards possibly if they resolve things on their own, but like you're never going to be able to pull it back if you're paying them for things.
Well, you can pull it back. If you're paying them, you can pull it back whenever you feel like it. Okay. My money.
All right.
My answer is I don't think it's an appropriate reward.
You know, Jamie wins Therapy Thursday too many times. We gotta we should talk ahead of time or something.
Yeah,
you can give him the answer.
Yeah, give me the answer. Me and Chris, man, we are just not having it.
We're not even gonna answer the question that they post because this is a disaster. Okay. This is almost guaranteed to get more fights. This is why you need a psychologist to set up these reward or systems, not just yourself from a YouTube video or something. And the reason is, and this is why I think this one is fun, this is what's called a perverse incentive, okay? And the best way to describe it is something called the Cobra effect. And I don't imagine anyone's ever heard of that. But the Cobra effect is back in the day when Britain was ruling India, a lot of the Brits got there and there were cobras everywhere. And, I mean, I haven't been to India, but they say there's lots of cobras around. But they're not really, they don't attack people, so they're around. But the people from Britain didn't like the cobras. So they put a bounty on cobra carcasses. So if you bring me a, you know, it's $100 for a dead cobra.
Okay.
So it didn't take long for a whole bunch of people to start breeding cobras so that they could make money. So there was this whole underground system of people breeding cobras, killing them, and bringing it to the government to
and
get money.
And now you have more cobras.
But then
I see where you're going.
The British government got onto the scam and called off the program. So now that then when that happened, all the people just released all the cobras, and they ended up with way more cobras than they started with. Mm-hmm. That's a perverse incentive, and so that's the same thing here. It doesn't take long for crafty children to figure out, well, what are we going to do here? Mm-hmm. Well, if I get in a fight with you and we stage the fight and then we go resolve it, we get paid. So you can't build incentives in that are perverse like that because you can end up getting more, you know, more than you planned. Mm-hmm. And kids do this all the time. My kids just revealed that they did this to us. Two psychologist parents, the little rats. Right. We told them when they were both teenagers and sharing a car, they had to pay for gas. They had it so, like two young boys would do. One would get out. It'd be empty because the brother would have brought it empty. So they'll put in $3 so they can drive to the friend.
Yeah.
So it's always empty. But we said, you work out the problems all the time. Okay. But if you get in a huge fight about it, or you can't get to work, or there's something, come to us, we'll take care of it. So they had all these huge throwdowns about the gas, you know, and then we'd be like, okay, here, fill it up. And then we find out later they've staged the whole thing.
So you'd put gas in the car.
So we'd put gas in the car. So we incentivize them to fake fights so that we would pay for gas in the car.
But now if you take, okay, so if these parents take the money away and say, okay, we're not doing this anymore. Now these kids were maybe staging some fake fights. Now do they have real fights and then?
Well, this is why I was saying Jamie won. You have to work out, there's a built-in incentive to work out conflicts. I don't need to create one. No one really wants these conflicts. But you don't have to put an artificial reward system in there for them. You say, you guys have to work it out. And you keep saying, go back and work it out. And you teach them the conflict resolution skills of, why don't you, you don't have to be overbearing parents who come in and say, you do this and you do that. You can say to them, if you're having a fight with your sister, talk about this. Teach them this and then send them back and they can talk about it. You don't have to reward them in this way. It's a false economy there that's going to create problems.
Okay, this is what I thought of. Not naming any district or anything, but some school districts are saying, we'll pay you if you come to school. And something in that, like, I'm like, what? That doesn't feel right to me because you're supposed to go to school anyway.
Correct.
But they aren't. So there is a problem there that schools are trying to solve.
They do that on count day. You know, they have special things going on count day because they want you in school so they can.
So this is I don't know, you know, what the story is there, but it has the potential to be a perverse incentive, which is that then I don't go till the days I get paid and then it can all backfire. So that's why you have to be super careful about these things is you have to build in ways that you're not getting abused by the crafty people. So even, you know, this example here, their idea is right. And even the school idea is right. You get the people to come to school. But you can't build in perverse things that really will backfire. So
what about kids and their chores, and then you give them money for that? Thoughts on that? Because they're doing work.
That's different.
There's value in that,
right?
Yeah.
You have to do your homework, and you take out the garbage, and you do whatever. Those are chores. They do A, they get B.
Okay.
But they don't get to mess up the garbage and then get a reward for taking it out, or take the garbage out, bring the garbage back in, and get money for taking it out again. You know, so you have to be very strict about your responsibility is to do A, you get B. If you, like for the fighting, you could do, we expect no fights, okay? We expect you guys to not have any fights, and if you don't fight, then everyone's going to get dessert after dinner if you don't fight all day, okay? Then they've worked out their fights themselves.
Yeah.
But you didn't reward them for getting in one and then fixing it.
That's what my dad would do.
You have to figure out a better way to intervene. So if this family were in, I would say, good idea, but let's not build in the wrong incentives.
My dad would say, I don't expect you to fight. Right. And then that's it.
You want them in the other room going, hey, quit fighting. We want ice cream tonight. Then they'll work it out themselves because they want the reward. That's different than creating fights.
I do think this was a fun one.
Right.
You delivered the fun.
The Cobra story is fun.
Yeah.
You start to figure it out, you're like,
I knew where you were going.
That's going to be bad. Right.
The wheels started turning. Right. And they're like, uh-oh, too many Cobras.
My kid did it to us.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Steve. Stick with us on JR Morning.